Guys, remember to subscribe to 30 Flirty and Flying wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
Okay, welcome to 30 Flirty and Flying. I'm Malia.
And I am Katie. And we're actually together for this episode, which is really cool. So myself and Malia are back at work. So we are in the south of France. So we wanted to record this together.
Yeah, so south of France is a big hotspot for shipyards. So when boats are done doing a Mediterranean season or a Caribbean season and we need to get some work done, we head into a shipyard. And La Ciota is a big one.
So that's where we are.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, we'll talk to you guys a little bit about shipyards, about rotation. We get a lot of questions about that. And I think we're just going to really go back to the basics and just educate you all. Because people really don't get shipyards, and it's actually a really busy time for us.
Yeah. Well, and actually, also just how it all works. Like for instance, like right now we're recording in what we call crew house, which is, you know, just a big house that we can house a lot of the crew while we are in the yard, because we can't live on board at the moment because our boat's completely out of the water up on like blocks, like on stilts, if you would.
We call it dry dock or on the hard. Yeah. So it's completely hauled out of the water.
Yeah. And a lot of the systems aren't running because we're getting the whole boat painted, which means it can be kind of a hostile environment sometimes with the paint fumes. Yeah. Or like
can
the
be
temperature
too. So sometimes we can't actually be on board because the fumes are like too bad. Mm. So basically right now all the crew are living off the boat. So we have,
except for engineers.
Yeah, I think we have 5 crew houses. So all the crew is split between and like the chief engineer has his own place, the captain has his own place, and the chief officer, and then the rest of us are kind of just sprawled.
Mm.
So, like, there's 6 places. I can't count. Anyway, yeah. Whatever.
But, yeah, so we all live off, but we all go to work every day. So, work for us is still an 8-to-5. Mm-hmm. For those of us on rotation, which is now myself and Katie. Woo!
Yes!
That means we go in on Saturdays as well. So, we kind of forfeit having a 3-day weekend because we'll work for 2 months and then we get 2 months completely off.
Yes.
The boat will fly us back to our port of repatriation, which is pretty cool. So for me at the moment, it's the States. So in Florida, they'll fly me to Florida. And then from there, I can go do whatever I want.
Yeah. And obviously mine is New Zealand, which is probably one of the benefits in yachting, because basically how it works. So like Malia said, we do 2 months on, 2 months off. So technically we work 6 months of the year.
Mm.
But that's why it's called rotation, because you're on for 2, off for 2, on for 2, off for 2.
Yeah.
And obviously my, place of birth and residence is New Zealand. So because it's so far away, I can actually kind of decide where I want to fly to.
Yeah. Like we can choose. I don't always have to go home to the States. We can choose to go other places, but it's kind of flight prices kind of depend how much the boat will pay for,
where you're from, and stuff.
You don't really
like
just
that.
Take the piss. You're not like, oh, I'm gonna go
to the Maldives,
yeah, and back. Like they'll say, okay, the average cost to Florida, your place of like your home port, is X amount. If you want to fly to the Maldives, that's okay, but we're only paying for this much,
and then
so that's how that kind of works. And in the yard period now, like we're in a house, but. And we can, the chef will still cook us food. So we still get meals on board. We still have to, you know, keep up with everything else that we normally would.
Yeah. So it's hard to explain, I think, because like I get this a lot. Like my parents still don't understand this. And really? I've been in this industry for, you know, 8.5 years. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you guys aren't on charter. What do you do? And, you know, this is obviously due to below deck because you guys see us come work charters and then just leave.
And when this is our busiest period.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I mean, it's crazy when I say like it's super busy, but it's like, when is it not busy?
Yeah.
Because well, I feel like we say that even when we're during the season. So
like this period for us is like,
it's different kind it's of different. Busy.
You get to kind of have like a normal life. Like we get to go home at night. We get to be at home, like we having a glass of wine. Dinner. Yeah. We get to cook, which is a luxury for us.
I mean, really to be fair, me and Malia were in the kitchen before. Like, what do we do? Chips. Like, what are we cooking? Like, it sounds really bad, but like basic adulting skills, you're not that good at.
But and then like also during this period, you know, like the boat's getting painted. Like people are like, oh, well, you don't have guests on. What do you do? Well, there's so much work that constantly gets done. If you think of like a house that you're always remodeling, that's kind of what it's like to be on a boat.
Right now it's hectic.
We're pulling out all the carpets, we're painting, we're repairing damages, we're getting a survey. Like
this shipyard is particularly like big because we're doing a full paint of the outside and pretty much a full interior refit. And I'm talking like there's nothing on board right now. Like when we first arrived here, we had cranes craning off like all of our furniture, you know, stuff like that. We've just packed up pretty much every single thing in this whole boat. And like, keep in mind, me and Malia work on a pretty large vessel. So to move all of that, put it into containers, it's a lot. And now like we come to work, there's no flooring on the floor. Like
it's like a demolition site.
It's like a shell. Like the boat is like a shell right now. Like literally we're ripping up the floor. We're ripping up subflooring. Like there's like, it does we're not knocking, look like, pretty. It's not like what you guys
we're
see.
We're knocking out mirrors. Like
I'm really struggling. When I walk around, there's so many contractors around the boat. And it can't
not to mention, so like when we're getting, because we're getting a paint job, the whole boat is wrapped. So we're in there's a big scaffolding tent around us, and when there's a big tent around the boat, so that when they do the paint, you know, there's minimal dust, there's temperature controlled, because it'll look beautiful when it's done.
Yeah, but it's also now it's a massive fire hazard. It's very dangerous. It's probably one of our like most dangerous times, right?
Yes.
Safety Susan told me that today. I do know that though, because if you guys listen to Total Ship Show, I did talk about a fire I once had in a shipyard in Holland during a shipyard period. So I mean, we're literally in a massive white tent, plastic tent.
Yeah. So I guess how we're relating this. So everyone always asks, like, are you working? Yes, we are working. Even like with rotation, 2 months on, 2 months off. During our 2 months off, we still have to kind of be available for calls sometimes.
Yeah.
On our boat, because we're kind of like family. So while people are getting trained.
So myself and with that. So basically we now on board, we have two chief stews, two second officers, two chief officers, two chief engineers and two captains and two second engineers, two ETOs.
Yeah.
And two head chefs. So that's how rotation works. So when myself and Malia, so we actually have pretty similar rotations in terms of when we're on board together and off board together. So we're normally off at the same time, we'll be on at the same time, which is great. And so when we leave, our rotational partner will come in and take over from us. So there's normally like a handover day or two, depending on how much work's getting done. So you have like a full handover with, you know, whoever you're rotating with, and then they take over for 2 months, and then it's the same thing. You fly in, you do your handover, then they leave.
Yeah. Anyone who's familiar with like commercial handovers, like commercial ships, these guys do it all the time. They're constantly on, you know, 2 weeks on or 3 months on, 6 months on, 6 months off. It's the same thing, but for some reason when it comes to yachties, people are like, but they when do you work? And you're like, no, we do the same. We work all the time as well. Yeah, and then I guess tying in with traveling and where we are. So right now we're in a shipyard, which there isn't much fun to tell. It's, actually La Ciota's grown on me.
So people are yachties that know La Ciota. It's actually changed a lot.
Yeah. And Cassis is close.
It's like we're close to Aix-en-Provence. So, we're in the Provence area. We're in the wine region. So that's always beneficial.
But we're here in the winter. So it's not as lovely as it may sound. Yes. It's very cold and like it's pitch black right now.
But I've actually really enjoyed it. So I've normally been quite lucky in my yachting career. All the shipyard periods I've done have been in Barcelona, which we all know how much of a vibe Barcelona is. So when you're living in crew accommodation, when you're living off the boat and having your own apartment, I did that twice in Barcelona and then also Amsterdam. So we went up to Fedship in Holland and that was incredible too. Like,
I feel Amsterdam. Like when captains want their crew to actually complete a shipyard, they send them to La Ciotat. Yeah. Because it's not as fun as Barcelona and you're nowhere near Amsterdam. So
keeps you out of the bars for sure. Like, it's been quite cool. Our crew, we really got into like a really like
huge into fitness right now.
Yeah, most of our crew is injured. I think we've sent about 4 crew to the doctors, Malia included recently.
I tore my calf muscle, which was
playing tennis.
Yeah, playing a very intense game of tennis.
Yeah, so yeah, we've got a lot of people cycling right now. Yeah. Obviously, there's so many amazing cycle routes around this area and Cassis and that. Heaps of amazing hikes too. So normally on a Wednesday, we've been finishing early and having a crew activity.
We're going
so,
bowling this week.
Yeah, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
But yeah, just to show like when we're not on the boat during a busy charter season, we get to work 8 to 5. People have also asked us how pay works. So
yes,
yacht crew, most yacht crew that are through like a management company, it's the same as you would get like a pay slip. We get the same. We're through a management company. We get pay slips. We get those on a monthly basis. And, you know, we get things like promotions, like incentives, 13-month bonuses. We get really good training packages, healthcare.
Yeah.
A lot of it's the same kind of principle that you would get maybe like in the States, like for a regular 9-to-5. But ours is just done through a different through a management company.
And even like with rotation, we're on a year salary. So we get paid a full year salary even when we are not on the boat. So when we're on our rotation. And, you know, this is becoming really common in the industry now. Like, as you guys see, like, we work so hard and, you know, it's just not feasible to do this years on end. I mean, I did it for 8 years. This is my first rotation job. Like, I've waited 8 years for this.
And rotation's a game changer.
You know, like, I think you hear us a lot talking about, like, how hard, you know, like, we miss so many big family events, weddings, funerals, you know, friends having babies, family having babies. Relationships are hard. Like, I've spoken about that so much. So it just helps, you know, the senior crew. Like, wow, I'm a senior crew member.
Well, I think for those of us that take this as like a career, so, and a lot of our listeners of both Total Ship Show and 30 Flirty and Flying are people who are really interested in the yachting industry. So I guess this is our way of saying, if you are interested in yachting, but you're like, wow, those guys work all the time, or how long is it going to take? I have a partner, or like whatever. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. We are two people who, when you first met us, we had no time off, no rotation. And now we've kind of climbed the ranks. I just passed my big exam.
Yes! We officially have an officer. No more bosun, Malia. She is officially an officer.
Officer White on deck.
Officer White reporting for duty.
This is like, and these are examples, like Katie and myself are examples of like yachties who, I guess I'll say like a career yachty, you know, like this is my career. And that's the light at the end of the tunnel, is your career can be rotational. You can have a little bit of a normal life. I mean, it's never going to be like normal, but that would be boring.
But, you know,
no offense.
Our captains have wives and, you know, families and stuff. Yeah. So it's not appealing anymore for captains in the industry, first officers in the industry to take, you know, if they've got young children and stuff, like you want rotation, so you know you're going to see your family in 2 months.
I want to see my nephew,
see your kids. So it's and it is becoming more common. Like, most boats are swaying towards having
like even crew. Junior career, a lot of boats are doing like a 3-1 rotation just because of how exhausted crew are getting, and we're trying to get out of this oh, I'm going to come into yachting. I'm going to do it for like a year and I'm going to get out. Mm. Or like, I'm going to go on this boat. I'm going to work for like 6 months straight and then I'm going to quit. And then I'm going to take a bunch of time off and then go on to another boat. Mm. I think boats are trying to get people, their crew, to stop doing that. And so they're giving them a bit more time.
It's like an incentive as well. Yeah. Like, it's a package. So that's what we call it when we're interviewing for jobs. So if you're looking for a job in the industry, it's normally like the crew agents will say, well, this is the package. So like, you know, you're on a 2-2 rotation, you know, you get, you've got your medical paid for, your travel paid for, accommodation paid for. And then, you know, like, if you want to do like courses and stuff like that. So it's like, it's incentives to keep crew, because owners as well, like our owner, like he likes to see the same people, and it is a burnout industry. So it is a high turnover industry, which is, it's nobody's fault. That is just the style of work. It is what it is, really. But not a lot of people can handle that, you know, like it is.
Yeah. We talk about there's times where I've wanted to just buy a house, you know, have a normal life.
Yeah, I think once a season you have a moment where you're like,
I
can't do
printed
this
out
anymore.
Your resignation, and you're like, I'm gonna hand it in today.
I'm gonna walk off this boat.
Another big question that we get, which is relative to like rotation and shipyard life and whatever. Everyone's like, how do you afford to do what you're doing? Because they see Katie on a beach in Tulum, or they see me doing something, I don't know. We travel a lot. We do travel a lot. So people are like, how do you afford to do that? Just remember that a lot of our travel sometimes is for work. So like if we, you know, I was in Portugal recently, but the boat was in Spain. So that wasn't it. Boat was in Spain. We were in Spain. Imperia.
No, we're in Italy.
We're in Italy.
Like, when were we in Spain?
See, we travel too much. Or I had too much wine. Either one. But we were in Italy and I went to Portugal. So that's not a huge expensive flight.
No,
and then,
it's like,
you know, I'll
pay for that. €150.
Yeah. And then the boat repatriates me home.
So they'll fly
to Florida.
Portugal to Florida. So like that's the thing as well. So like if you say like
a little bit of convenience,
like we're leaving the boat in France and you're like, oh, I want to pop over to London, see some friends for a couple of days. And then the boat will pay you from London to New Zealand or to Florida.
Our boat is very nice to do.
Or
that. Not
Mexico,
all boats
really well. Because who doesn't love Mexico?
Yeah.
Or where else?
I guess to that point as well, it's like you have to remember too, like a lot of us don't have mortgages. We don't own cars.
We also work a lot. So the summer,
There's nothing to spend it on.
Myself and Malia did last midsummer. We worked
11 weeks straight.
And I'm saying not a single day off, because we had 16-hour turnarounds from the moment the guests got off the boat to the guests coming the next day. Yeah. And that's like getting the whole boat ready, provisioning the boat, all that stuff.
So it's tip money. That's your
we're
salary.
We're getting tips.
That
we're getting
saving,
our salary. And we're not spending it because we are stuck on this floaty thing just moving around the Mediterranean and not doing anything for ourselves. So when it comes to the end of the season, you do have a lot of savings. We don't pay for food. We don't pay for accommodation. That's all covered by the boat. Our basic toiletries are covered. So people... It's
a trade-off. Like, we work a lot.
And we,
Our salaries are probably not the same comparatively. I mean, and we get a lot of things paid for because it is, you know, it's a business at the end of the day. Yeah. The boat is a business. And then
also when we're on rotation, we still get paid monthly. So
yeah,
we're still getting paid.
I think for like younger people who think of this and look at this career or look at this industry, my best advice is like, if you're starting young in yachting, it is a great career. It does have a high burnout rate because you do work a lot. But if you want to do it and travel the world and see cool places while you're young and then maybe do something a little differently a few years down the line.
Yeah. I mean, like when I initially came into the industry, it was the same thing. I just graduated university. I was kind of having that, like, you know, didn't really know what to do. I'd broken up my boyfriend. I was young. It was, you know, all that sort of stuff. My friend was like, well, come jump on a boat for a year, you know, figure it out. And actually it ended up obviously like being really beneficial because I'm still here.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, like
And our boat's amazing because we have like a little family.
Yeah, we have such a nice vibe. And that's also an important thing. Like, be picky when you're looking for work. I always say this to green people. I know it's so tempting to take the first job offer, but just do your research, talk to people in the industry, you know, like message me and Malia. Like, you know,
I'm
like,
terrible at responding and I'm really sorry.
I am too, but if I do
usually
see it,
I'll do
I
like
will.
A frequently asked questions thing. Which is kind of why we're doing this. Everyone's been asking, like,
we're getting a lot of questions.
Because we're in the shipyard.
Shipyard, yeah.
Yeah. It's, what's it like? How does this work? And this is why we kind of want to do a little crossover of yachting and 30 flirty and flying, because a lot of our life is traveling and adventure and fun, but this is our life at the moment, like shipyard. And this is how it all ties in. Like,
even today, so me and Malia share an office because we do fucking it. We share a cabin. We share an office. We live
in this. Well, it's because I'm second officer and she's chief stew. So that's why we share an office.
So like our office today, because we're in the yard and we're in this big tent, and because of ventilation and painting, they're painting the inside, they're painting the outside. So like, our AC has been turned off the boat and we were literally sweating, and it's like
I
cold outside.
Had like swamp butt. Do you know what that means?
And I
like,
couldn't put my skirt on because I hadn't shaved my legs because, you know, I think I'm in winter. So
it
I was like, oh,
so hot. I was, I was like, you know, when you're mad because it's so hot.
We pretty much just complained to each other for most of the day.
Yeah. And then I just went and stormed outside. I was like, I need to get outside. But anyways, this was our crossover episode. These are frequently asked questions. Still keep sending us questions. We'll keep answering.
Yeah.
And yeah, yachting, this is our normal, this is like our little taste of normal life when we're in the shipyard.
Yeah. And like, so yeah, so basically right now, like Malia said, we're doing 8 till 5. Most of the crew that's not on rotation is doing Monday to Friday. Rotational crew do Monday to Saturday, or you can, if you want to work the Sunday instead of the Saturday, or work both, depending, that's up to you. But yeah, so we get to come home to like an actual house in the evening, and it's quite nice. There's only three of us living here right now. It's myself, Malia, and my head of housekeeping. So it's very quiet.
It's
and
very
chilled
clean.
And it's very clean,
which is nice. We're not sharing little cabins like we usually do.
Yeah.
It's nice to like have a big bed to sleep in. These are like little luxuries.
We've got our own rooms.
You will miss when you join yachting.
Yeah.
So like, shipyard's cool because you get a big bed, you can cook your own food,
you get to like, and
you can like hang out and watch TV together. Well, I guess we could do that in the crew mess, but no one ever does.
No, we don't do it.
No, we just like get off work, we go to our cabin and we're like, don't talk to me.
Get away from me.
Now we're like, we're gonna watch the Pamela Anderson documentary.
Yes, apparently it looks amazing.
Yeah. So yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we hope we've answered all your questions, but keep sending them. Keep watching our stories. If you want to learn more about the shipyard, we'll be posting about our daily life in the yard, on the hard, however you want to say it.
Ooh, new hashtag.
And yeah, follow us. You'll probably see us going on vacation in March is when our next rotation is.
Me and Malia are going to go on a little
We're going to go see Amanda in Colorado.
So I've never been to Colorado. So any Colorado recommendations, I've always wanted to go. I've met a lot of people from there.
Or if anyone wants to take us out for drinks in Denver, you know, just hook us up.
Slide into the DMs.
All right. We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Follow us on wherever you listen to your podcast.
Guys, remember to subscribe to 30 Flirty and Flying wherever you get your podcast.